Welcome back to the deep dive. You gave us a really concentrated stack of sources this time, all focused on one core mission, moving beyond just guesswork to achieve, reliable success on TikTok.
Right.
And we're not here to talk about trends or ideas. This is about the pure mechanics. We're drilling down into the two pillars that consistently separate a viral hit from content that just never sees the light of day.
And those are surgical editing and a highly strategic use of sound.
Exactly.
That's such a critical distinction to make right up front. What's fascinating about the sources you shared is that they immediately shatter this illusion that great content on its own is enough.
It's not.
Not at all. They establish this foundational principle. Success on this platform is fundamentally determined by the quality of the video's editing and the very deliberate way sound is integrated.
Okay, let's unpack that. That immediate emphasis on technical execution. If the algorithm is the final judge and the goal is just watch time, why does it specifically reward things like fast cuts and, clear audio? Why this obsession with technical polish?
That really gets to the core of what the algorithm is designed to do, what it optimizes
Watch
for.
is what?
It's optimizing for velocity, for attention maximization. The sources are they're unequivocal on this. The moment a video requires effort to understand,
Because of like visual clutter or bad audio.
exactly, or even just slow pacing, the user scrolls, it's an instant reaction. So the algorithm actively rewards content that eliminates all of that friction.
So rapid cuts keep you engaged.
Right. And clear audio reduces the barrier to understanding, and then overlays give you that immediate visual reinforcement. It's all about making it effortless.
So it's not just about getting attention. It's about building in a kind of redundancy to defend against that inevitable scroll.
That's a great way to put it.
But there's a dual function here, right? Because the materials suggest that trending sound and text overlays are also strategic for discovery.
Oh, absolutely. Think of them as necessary distribution multipliers. The platform is actively promoting videos that use sounds that are currently, trending.
The audio's the platform itself is pushing.
Yes. And likewise, when you incorporate text overlays with relevant keywords, you're feeding its search engine and its categorization system. They aren't just aesthetic choices, they are functional signals that improve diffusion.
You're making it easier for the algorithm to find and then push your content.
You're doing its job for it, essentially.
That distinction between aesthetic and strategic is, I think, really key. So now that we understand the why, let's dive into the how, the actual methodology the sources lay out, starting with the absolute baseline requirements.
Exactly. Because if you don't get these right, everything else is kind of pointless.
So what's concept one?
Concept one is purely technical but foundational, the technical setup. Your sources stress that filming has to be in the vertical 9.16 format, no exceptions.
That seems so obvious to anyone who uses the app, but I guess people still get it wrong.
They do. And the sources are really clear about the consequences.
And what is that penalty for uploading a video that isn't perfectly vertical? You know, the ones with the black bars on the top and bottom.
The penalty is algorithmic dismissal, simple as that. When you introduce those black bars, you reduce the active screen space, which directly lowers the algorithm's calculated attention score.
Less screen space equals less engagement.
In the algorithm's eyes, yes, the video just underperforms, no matter how good the actual content is. And the setup phase also mandates uniform lighting and really clean audio. These are just non-negotiable basics.
Okay, so once we have that vertical, well-lit, clean canvas, we move to the next step, which you called pure strategy masquerading as an aesthetic choice.
Right, the sound strategy. This is where we move beyond just the technical requirements and into active algorithmic optimization.
So how does that work?
The creator has to explore the TikTok library and select a trending song or audio, but, and this is the key part, it has to be pertinent to the video's actual message.
Ah, so that's where people go wrong. They just grab whatever's popular.
And it creates a total disconnect. They use a trending sound that's like tonally inappropriate or has nothing to do with their niche. It just confuses the algorithm, and more importantly, it confuses the viewer.
So we're looking for that sweet spot. The distribution boost from trending, but with the contextual clarity of pertinence.
You've got it. The finding is critical.
Yeah.
Popular, relevant sounds actively facilitate the diffusion of the content. They're like distribution multipliers. If you use an obscure sound, they're just making your life harder.
And this is where it gets really interesting for me, because the sound isn't just some background element. The sources show it drives the video's entire structure.
It does. Which brings us to concept three, pacing and rhythm. This is probably the core skill that has to be mastered.
Why is it so important?
It's non-negotiable for attention retention. I mean, the pacing has to be aggressive to hold attention against the constant lure of the next scroll. If you're seeing audience drop off, the sources point directly to your clip length.
And what's the recommendation there?
The clip should be very brief, ideally just 1 to 3 seconds long.
But wait, aren't those rapid-fire visual changes jump cuts, essentially? Aren't they traditionally seen as jarring in, like, film or TV?
That's a wonderful question, because it highlights the fundamental difference between traditional media and these attention economy platforms. Jump cuts, well, they psychologically reduce perceived time and friction.
They make it feel faster.
Yes. Right. By providing a constant stream of new, brief visual information every couple of seconds, the video delivers these little micro dopamine hits. It combats scroll fatigue and it maximizes that key metric, watch time.
And crucially, the sources emphasize that those cuts have to be synchronized precisely with the rhythm of the sound you chose.
Precisely. It's a rhythmic contract between the audio and the visual. The sound dictates the visuals, creating that energetic, seamless flow that the algorithm loves. If the cuts are asynchronous, the viewer feels a sort of cognitive dissonance, and they're gone.
Okay, so we have the fast rhythm established by sound synchronization.
Yeah.
Now we have to shift focus to elements that guarantee the message is actually received, right? Even in, like, imperfect viewing conditions.
Yes, exactly.
I'm thinking of someone watching on a crowded train without headphones.
Yeah.
How do you defend against that?
And that brings us to method 4, text and subtitles. The technique is to use short, digestible phrases and keywords as overlay text.
So it's visual reinforcement.
It's that, and it's also a crucial redundancy for the message.
I think we've all been there watching a video with the sound off, just desperate for a caption. But the placement of that text has to matter, right? You don't want it covering up the important stuff.
Oh, absolutely. These texts have to be positioned carefully so they don't cover the subject's face or the primary action. The payoff is twofold. Subtitles help if the viewer is watching silently, but maybe more importantly, they let the viewer grasp the gist of the content almost instantly.
Even with the sound on?
Even with the sound on. It's redundancy built specifically to stop the scroll.
That eliminates a huge barrier.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about some common production issues, because the sources point out errors that seem minor but can totally ruin an otherwise good video.
Mm-hmm. Method 5 addresses volume balance, and this is common mistake number 1.
Oh, this one drives me crazy.
It's often the last step and the most botched. It's all about balancing the background music, that trending sound you picked, with the voice or the main sounds of the video. The critical mistake is letting the music just drown out the spoken content.
I have seen countless videos where, you know, powerful bass line just totally buries the key information. It feels so amateurish.
And that sacrifice of clarity for atmosphere is a one-way ticket to a low watch time score. You have to prioritize the spoken word. The background track should be just that in the background.
Makes sense.
Then we have method 6, which covers dynamic visual elements. So transitions, zoom, slow motion. These things can make a video more dynamic, but there's a clear warning here. This is common mistake number 2.
The Goldilocks rule of editing, I'm guessing.
Precisely. The common mistake is just excessive use. When you apply too many transitions or unnecessary effects, it overwhelms the viewer. It distracts from the core message, and it breaks that rhythm we worked so hard to establish.
So if less is more.
The sources state it clearly. Effects must be moderate. They should enhance the rhythm, not complicate it. You need aggression in your pacing, but you need minimalism in your effects. It's a very tricky balancing act.
Aggressive pacing, minimalist effects. That feels so counterintuitive, but it makes perfect sense. Okay, now that we've covered the core methods, let's make this real. The sources provide a concrete example.
They do. The example is a video about eco-volunteering. It's a perfect illustration of how to take this positive informational content and give it the structure it needs to succeed.
Okay, let's break it down by the rules. First, the sound selection.
So according to method 2, it must be a popular track, but also one with a cheerful, uplifting rhythm, because the theme is positive action. The sound sets the mood and the pace at the same time.
And the clips. How do we apply that aggressive pacing?
The footage has to alternate very quickly, those 1 to 3 second clips we talked about, between these beautiful scenic shots of nature and then shots of the actual activity.
You're establishing mood and delivering information at speed.
You are. And finally, you have the overlay synchronization. This is where methods 3 and 4 really come together.
Your rhythmic cuts are married to the text.
Yes. The example specifically details overlay texts like 1, choose your cause, and 2, dedicate 15 minutes. And critically, these text overlays have to appear in exact synchronization with the rhythm of the music.
So when the beat hits,
the next instruction flashes up on screen. It's the practical manifestation of rhythmic editing combined with those essential, scannable subtitles.
That visual and audio cadence is what really locks the viewer in. Okay, so we've filmed, we've edited, we've pasted, and overlaid the text. What's the final crucial step before you hit upload?
The final step is export and verification. This is where you catch so many of these timing-related mistakes. And the most critical mistake to avoid here is common mistake number 3.
And what's that?
A weak opening. The sources stress this over and over. The hook in the first 3 seconds must be undeniably effective.
The moment of truth. If you don't hook them in 3 seconds, the platform basically sees the video as a failure, no matter how good the rest of it is.
Exactly. And this verification phase also requires you to strictly check for any silences or unnecessary visual pauses anywhere in the video. The rhythmic momentum has to be sustained from the first frame right to the last.
Okay, so what does this all mean for you, the listener, taking this deep dive? We've moved from technical instructions to really a core strategy. We can now review the 3 key deliverables from these sources, a kind of strategic checklist.
Sounds good. So first, you now have a proven method for using overlays and graphics, not just as captions, but as essential redundancy and searchability tools.
Right, making your content viewable everywhere. Second, you have clear instructions for choosing and synchronizing a trending sound, turning what seems like background music into a powerful structural asset and, you know, a distribution multiplier.
And third, you have a solid checklist for mounting dynamic vertical videos. You understand the necessity of that rhythmic synchronization as the primary defense against the scroll.
And this journey doesn't stop here, does it? What's the logical next step the sources point to once this technically perfect video is ready to go?
The sources make it clear. Once the video is mounted, the creator should proceed immediately to the lesson on iterations.
So you analyze the data.
You have to. Analyze the performance data. Where did viewers drop off? Which hooks worked? You have to do that to continuously improve. The optimization cycle never really ends. It just gets more and more precise.
Fantastic. This deep dive has really shown us that success on these platforms, it isn't just about being creative. It's about accepting and really mastering a specific set of precise, rhythmic, and algorithm-friendly technical rules.
Yeah. The content might be the heart, but the editing and sound are the high-performance engine that you need for circulation.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, we are left with a fascinating paradox, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. How so?
The algorithm rewards maximum attention through these jump cuts and synchronized shifts every 1 to 3 seconds. This requirement for aggressive pacing is the key.
It is.
So if the window for any single visual or any single idea is restricted to a maximum of 3 seconds, what does this constant, relentless requirement for rapid rhythm ultimately mean for the depth or, you know, the complexity of the message that can be successfully conveyed? What stands out to you when you think about that level of compression?
That is a provocative thought for the next time you open up the editing suite. Does rhythmic success fundamentally require the sacrifice of nuance?
Thank you for sharing your sources with us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.